The Navy says the 18-month benchmarks are important because it needs verifiable ways of measuring whether it's evolving cyber capabilities or actually delivering progress in defending its networks from adversaries and turning cyber into a weapon system that can be used by commanders around the world, akin to or in place of bombs or missiles. And so, for one of the strategic goals, labeled Operate the Network as a Warfighting Platform, the Navy's measure of progress will be that it makes it through the next 18 months with no major intrusions into its network. Vice Admiral Jan Tai is the commander of Fleet Cyber Command and the Navy's 10th Fleet.
Ceding our home territory to an adversary is what we cannot allow to happen. And so sort of decomposing all the steps of that and measuring how we're doing, you know, how often are people trying, you know, how successful are they? We don't necessarily have those measures, you know, looking back historically, as good as I would like to have them. Being able to really understand how successful we are being in prioritizing the most important threats that are coming at us and being able to respond with a sense of urgency.
The Navy does know that it did have a significant penetration of its systems by an organized nation state 2 years ago. Tai says that incident and the Navy's response to it, called Operation Rolling Tide, has informed just about every major action her command has taken since then. And so far, the service has managed to fend off attempts to launch similar attacks.
We have taken a whole lot of steps, both operationally and from an investment perspective, to be able to prevent that type of thing from happening. But every day, you know, every day there's new capabilities being developed. Every day we're fighting, an unknown threat. And so the best we can do in this space is respond with a sense of urgency and be able to prioritize what we're seeing and what we're responding to with the resources that we have effectively. And so I think in being able to measure as new capabilities come into our network, new defensive operational capabilities come in and become available to me, and those are the investments we're making over the next several years. I need to be able to demonstrate that those investments have a return on investment. Clearly, the adversary activity is not going to remain static, but we have to have some way of baselining how are we doing, how much quicker are we able to address an alert, a threat coming off of our network.
The new strategy also aims to continue to transition cyber from a communication tool that supports traditional military operations to an option that commanders can turn to deliver effects of its own on the battlefield. Tai says the Navy will be writing a guidebook for commanders, written in plain English, to describe the offensive cyber capabilities the service already has and how cyber might be a tool at their disposal to meet their missions.
When we built the Cyber Mission Force, we acknowledge that combatant commanders, you know, are the ones who have needs for combat capability. You know, they drive what we create so that they can employ them as part of an operational plan. And so it could be similar to capabilities they need for, you know, creating offensive effects in a kinetic kind of a way. Or maybe we don't have a specific kinetic weapon for that, so maybe I'd like to try a non-kinetic weapon. And the point becomes, we are creating capability that fits into warfighting plans, not just because we can, not just because it sounds like a good idea, whatever. It is, you know, it's being driven by the combatant commanders and their components in terms of where they might have gaps or where they need capabilities or where it could be supporting or maybe where it could be the only capability that we use.
Tai says Fleet Cyber Command also wants to fully integrate cyber into the maritime operation centers that control the lifeblood of the Navy's day-to-day operations, just as it's already done for electronic warfare and signals intelligence. The overarching message, she says, is that cyber is not the sole responsibility of Navy's Cyber Command.
Well, what happens if you are the 6th Fleet Commander and you're performing your mission and your operations in the Mediterranean and you have an intrusion? What are the implications for you? How do we work together? My part of the mission, consistent with your part of the mission. You know, all the other operational commanders' missions ride atop the capability that we bring. And the decisions I have to make to defend the network potentially affect their ability to carry out their mission. It may restrict their ability to carry out their mission. Some of those decisions are decisions we have to make together, because an intrusion into their network could affect every other commander. It's not just, you can't just optimize on that one platform. And so, you know, it makes it a much more complicated fight.
There, too, Ty says the Navy is incorporating lessons from Operation Rolling Tide, the first time it had to make major and sudden changes to its IT systems in order to expel foreign hackers. Since many of those changes had implications for how the Navy does business and commands and controls its forces, they had to be coordinated with commanders around the world. The new strategy takes as a given that all of the Navy's operational commanders will need to be consulted before Cyber Command makes changes to the network in a similar way in the future.
And giving them an ability to go, I can accept that in the following 100 areas. In these 10 areas, I can't accept that. Let's find a way to mitigate that risk. And, you know, before you take that action, you know, let's do something a little bit differently, because otherwise you're going to shut down the Navy, which is worse than what potentially the adversary was going to do, right? So you don't want our solution to be worse than what, you know, the malicious actor might do. So we have to work that cooperatively with, you know, as a supported commander, because I, you know, I have to be responsible for the whole network, but also as a, in a supporting role, recognizing there are other missions that have to be accomplished, and if they can't be accomplished, then that's a pretty high bar to defend the network just to have a network, right? So those kinds of ideas that we worked through in Operation Rolling Tide has permeated all of our exercises, and we're creating new ones because of it.
The strategy also emphasizes workforce development. The Navy is responsible for creating 40 of the 133 teams that will eventually make up U.S. Cyber Command's Cyber Mission Force. For that service, most of the training will be handled by another organization, the new Type Commander for the Navy's Information Dominance Force. But Ty says the new strategy requires her command to clearly communicate the skills the Navy needs from its workforce.
I have a responsibility to send the demand signal and to send it as clearly as possible so that people who are in the business of coming up with the right recruiting strategies. And we know that there are different types of aptitude. You have to be comfortable with technology. But in some cases, they're comfortable as a user. In other cases, they're comfortable and curious as, you know, how far can I take this? Those are the people that, you know, we want to slot into some of the higher end, higher order areas. And so where is our, for example, we have a defense language aptitude battery that helps us figure out who's going to be good at languages. So where is our aptitude test? And people are working on this. That would help us identify people that have the complex analytical skills and the comfort with technology in a way that they would be successful, interested, excited about the work that we offer in this space. And so the plan is a total force plan when it comes to the Cyber Mission Force build, meaning both active and reserve elements, and we have civilians built in to the Cyber Mission Plan.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.